you'd have to be.
One of the things that I was getting ready to talk to him about this fall was thinking about recoding it anyway, so they may be.
Right. Be nice to contact with a local artist to do something beautiful there.
Sure.
I think the local artists have already been working on it.
Well. How about that, more refined local, I guess.
Where the kid's name loves so-and-so.
Very insane.
You put big leaves out there or something, I mean.
We don't paint marijuana leaves on it.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, who's online, Ernie? Somebody on the phone? Who? Oh. I'm glad you're online, because they're bad mouthing you, so I'm glad you're online now. So Commissioner, are you? Commissioner, are you in Juneau or are you in Anchorage?
This is Justin Fox from AECOM. I'm on the line as well.
Right, and also Al Lux from Jager.
Okay, Al, you're from Jager?
Come back again, please.
Okay, you're representing Jager, right?
Yeah, I'm Alan Lux, L-U-G-H-T.
Okay, and the commissioner's on. Justin. And Justin, who are you with again? I'm sorry.
Hi, my last name is Fox, so it's Justin Fox.
Okay.
I'm with an engineering and planning firm called AECOM.
Okay.
And I'm in the Oakland office, but I'm familiar with the project. When I was with another consulting firm, I helped Alaska Railroad with commuter rail planning.
Okay. So, Brian, is he with you?
No.
Okay, Justin, are you representing anybody?
Yes, AECOM, only my company.
Oh, okay.
It does commuter rail, among other things.
Okay.
Are you working for the railroad right now?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Okay, and Megan, you're.
No, I am not.
I'm Colleen.
You're Colleen, so you're going to be the support today?
I am.
Okay. All right, we ready? Anybody else? Know anybody else coming? Okay, so we'll go around the table and we'll have all you guys introduce yourself again. So Colleen's our staff today. So, and if we get to going too fast or you can't hear us or we can't hear you, we'll adjust the tuning. So my name is Bert Cottle. I'm the mayor of the city of Wasilla, and I guess I'm running the meeting today. So we'll go to the left.
Virgie Thompson, mayor for the city of Houston. Edmund DeVries, mayor of Palmer.
I'm Vern Halter, mayor of Mansfield.
Brian Lippman of Alaska Railroad.
Craig Lyon, municipality of Anchorage Transportation Planning.
Lamar Anderson, a Valley resident.
I'm Cynthia Wentworth, public member from the Anchorage.
Okay, and then Commissioner, you want to restate your name so we get the three of you on the, so we get you guys recorded?
Yeah, Mark Lukin, from the Transportation Railway Facility.
And then Justin Fox, you're, and then and Alan, you're still on, right? So the three of you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Commissioner, you want to start? You got any update you want to give to the task force?
Well, certainly, I think that is not really great news right now, but I was just checking in with chief of staff and all of you yesterday about the capital budget funding because I had heard that and I think we talked about this last meeting was that the Senate had stripped out the governor's request for $4 million for this project. They had stripped it out of the capital budget. And yesterday, at least as of yesterday, that was still the case, and that we still had that funding not in the capital budget. And I spoke with OMB director and the chief of staff about that yesterday, and told them that that would be a concern, you know, that this task force would be very concerned about that, and they said, well, probably the best way we can speak about it is that, you know, the capital budget is still in play, and so certainly this group's advocacy for that with your you know, specific representatives and or senators, who, especially those that are on the finance committee, you know, I'm sure they'd be happy to hear from you all and your position on, you know, whether that funding ought to be in question or not.
Okay, just so we all agree on the funding, so if I remember what Brian and everybody said the last couple of meetings, basically we need to appropriate $6 million to go forward. Is that correct? And we have to have that done by August to make the timelines, right?
Well, so, yeah, I mean, you need to have a, you know, you should have a line in the capital budget for something, you know, that the governor can sign, you know, before the end of this fiscal year. So, right now, that I don't believe that funding is appropriated in the capital budget. So, I just would encourage this group to communicate your concern about that to appropriate folks who need to be voting on that.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner?
Well, I think, you know, with what Mr. Piper has done and talking with Colleen, I think we've got a good plan going forward to have a solid draft report put together here in the next few weeks. And so, you know, the decisions that you made in the next couple of, well, in this meeting and maybe the following meeting will help get a solid report put together that we can then send to the governor by the end of this month. That's really the reason why you're meeting. You continue to meet regularly, and I really appreciate the good all that you've put in to this aspect.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have for now.
Okay. Alan, as long as I still got you on the phone, in case we lose you on the phone or anything, anything from Jay Bear? And then, Justin, did you want to say anything, or are you just listening in?
I'm just listening in at this point.
Okay. Okay, and I apologize. I missed one of the meetings here because of prior commitments. So, on the pilot program, did anybody want to give an update on the pilot program on the meeting?
Mayor Cottle, is Ernie Piper on the phone?
Ernie, are you on the phone?
Ernie sent us his email with his recommendations for the pilot program.
Okay, you want to go ahead and you want to read that out?
I can.
Okay.
Four recommendations. Number one, recommend approval of the pilot project based on the Alaska Railroad plan developed last year and that it be refined into three levels, optimal, basic, and minimum, with a 2019 startup target. Two, recommend the governor's task force become an interim governing sponsor for the pilot project and attendees discuss with their legal teams the basis and details of the pilot project charter. Number three, recommend the goals of the pilot project.
Okay, who just joined us? Is that you, Ernie?
No, this is Ann Winter, just listening in.
Okay, thanks, Ann.
He's trying to call in, though, so I'm giving him the number right now.
Go ahead, sir.
Recommend the goals of the pilot project to be A, demonstrate approximate level of public interest based on ridership price points, B, develop a working model for dispersing and gathering commuters from and back to the Anchorage Depot, 4, outcome of the task force report to include a strong conceptual model for a sustainable service to be used as the basis for application for FTA funding. Ernie Piper.
As soon as Ernie joins us, we can have him go over his findings too. While we're doing that, do we want to just go around the table and have everybody add on? Brian, you want to start? Anything you want to bring us up to date? don't think we really have much to add. Okay, but I mean, but we're still, it's a $6 million hangup, right?
Yeah, I think what Colleen laid out, it actually is seven, but we've got a 20% contingency in there on something that I think 20% is probably a little heavy. But, I mean, we sort of lay out the timing for when the money has to get spent. And if we're dealing with single yearly discrete points of 10 watts of capital money, you know, this is kind of your only opportunity if you have 20% money. So, and, you know, I think there is a mechanism to be able to sort of stair-step this thing where we do the capital money this year and then try to operate next year's legislature. Just to try to keep the overall, you know, one-time large ask versus two asks very small, but that's going to be up to you guys.
Yeah, so your capital is the 1.1, or are you counting the 3.1 inside also?
Well, you got to get all the way to the end. If you look at when all that money needs to be committed, you're looking at April 1st of next year, which is, you know, they're just starting to think about a capital budget, you know, April 1st of next year.
Well, City Anchor said they'd forward fund some of this, right?
I will leave that to my esteemed colleague to my left. He's great at moving money around. He does it for me every month.
Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, those are the little different pot of funds. I will let the mayor Bergwood speak for the municipal month. I don't really have anything to add. Just
But, I mean, you guys are working on your end of it. I mean, if everything falls into place, I mean, it's...
Well, I know for the municipality, for the public transportation department, again, the dispersal of the passengers from the bottom of the hill up to the rest of Anchorage is, that's the challenge for them because, you know, they're having funds to do that right now. That's why I mentioned, you know, you have to, if you're going to capture every cost, you have to include what are people going to do once they get to the rail station in downtown Anchorage. And they got to get around the city. They're all work at the railroad. So, and that's a cost that needs to be captured. I shared that information from the public transportation department. I shared that with this committee and this task force. So the dollar figures are there. They're not included here because they are capital costs. But
right.
So, just the cost that needs to be captured somewhere.
Okay. Does the military have to get more money to do it?
I don't know, Mr. Luck, we'd have to share that information. I don't know for sure what other funding, if it's just going through there. And if they were putting some sort of station there, they'd probably have to have it. There's nothing there now, as far as I know.
No, but they would just meet the military people at the Anchorage Depot, right? With a van, a military van?
I would assume so, if there's not going to be a separate station inside Jay Bear proper.
Yeah, that's kind of our concept of operations, that whoever comes as part of the JBR employee, that they jump off at the rail station now, Bishop Creek, and then we work a means to get them onto base from there. Either they park a second car down there, like a park and ride in reverse, and leave their second car down there, or share a ride, or we manage to get a shuttle bus.
Okay, so let me ask this question in between Brian and Craig. Is there land available that either one of you have in your holdings, or is there private land down there where you can open up a 5-acre parking ride?
Well, we've got parking in and around our depot that's right now managed by
Easy Park.
Easy Park now. Yeah. So
can that be expanded to pick up another couple hundred cars?
I don't know if I have to get a couple hundred. And I think part of the, I'd have to talk to our real estate folks about what sort of things that we could possibly do there. But I mean, we have Easy Park managing those parking lots now, so with some direction, I think we could probably do that or something now.
If this moves forward, I mean, we have some options where one of the park, maybe buses to haul people back and forth, or park and rides, which is managed by an outside company. I mean,
we've got bus lanes.
Make this work, we're going to have to think outside the box.
We've got bus lanes outside our depot right now.
Great.
So, you know, depending upon whether we're dealing with three buses or 30 buses, and
we frequently are dealing with buses on that platform all the time. So I'm not, buses don't bother me, vans, quite frankly. I think we could probably park all 80 parking lot vans somewhere. So it's just going to take some coordination.
Cynthia, go ahead.
Yeah, what about private cars? If somebody who lived in Palmer wanted to leave a car in Anchorage, could they, would there be a place they could leave it?
That I have to check. I'm not sure how we would do that.
Because originally, when we were talking about this in the early 2000s, there was going to be a parking garage right by the railroad depot where people could leave cars.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly where the tail of the parking garage is right now. You know, the other piece of this that we talked about, I think at the last one, is there seems to be some interest in going to the airport that already has the parking garage almost attached to the depot as well. So even if, for whatever the reason, that we could really only accommodate the van, which is my suspicion, maybe the parking right folks are just going to be going to the airport.
Right, but I just know that that's something, that one of the ways of addressing the last mile is having a place for private cars near the railroad depot.
Yes.
Mario, you had a question?
Well, one of the things that Bernie brought up when we were discussing the pilot project, that was a model from what Jay Bear had come up with, and that was in terms of busing them, picking them up from the Anchorage terminal on the Jay Bear. He felt the confidence that that could also be worked out with your other major employment centers, the medical center, UAA, so that in fact there would be the transportation arrangements made by those organizations and entities to help move them that last mile as well.
So Craig, I'm going to ask you this question because I don't know the answer if you're into the tracks. Do you guys do outreach meetings with all the large employers in there? And you know, like I know Costco, the one store they have over there, one third of their employees actually live out here. Do you guys do meetings, any kind of transportation meetings with them and say, you know, on your large employers, do you guys work with them and say, look, how about if we, if this was offered, would you guys run shuttle vans back and forth and cars out of the parking lot? I don't know. I'm asking.
We have not done anything like that.
Is that something you guys could do? I don't know. I know Providence was doing it. I think they still do it. I think the oil companies are doing it on some of their buildings. The college was going to do it. They wanted to do it. Not for me to organize.
So the entity I work for is just federally funded and, you know, with specific tasks. I can't really speak for the municipality, but I can certainly bring that information back to them and they've suggested.
Because that's what we're going to do on this end, any large employers, and say, look, help us get cars off the road, bus them to the terminal, and any of that thing. So, Lamar, did you have anything else?
Okay, two general comments. One, I think on the governor's, the capital budget, I think that amount was like 4.5 or whatever. And it seems to me it's probably not realistic to try and bump that up to 6, but it's important to preserve at least that amount that was in it, the 4, 4.5, or whatever it is. And then, and I know it's easy to say from a, just a public, you know, standpoint, but the additional money needed is probably not going to come as new money from the state or whatever, but it just seems to me that there has to be a commitment of reprioritization of existing monies from DOT or other organizations, money which is already there, but we reprioritize based on what the long-term overall need and where, what direction we want to go to. So that's why I think we have to look at it at, number one, preserve what was there for less than that amount and work on that. And then the additional money we need to think about in terms of reprioritization of where we're already going with roads or transportation and move some of that in the direction for what we see in the future. And again, it's easier said than done.
Right.
I understand that, but
you don't think that includes politics here?
Maybe.
Okay. And I'm going to lose one of my staff. Archie, Mr. Giddings is in charge of Public Works. You want to do an update on where we're at, on what we're doing on our end?
Yeah, nothing's changed or new, but yeah, we're proceeding with regrading the gravel pit this year and getting our roads roughed in both Robert Street Extension and East of Sitna. And follow up next year, if this goes forward with the lighting in the parking lot, and as we have incremental improvements over the next 3 years, that will include moving the historic building to the site.
So we're moving ahead no matter what. So there was, in fact, I had to go to Anchorage back yesterday. It was kind of fun going by the train stop that we have now, and there was Grace Christian was there picking up, and I think they must have been 200-300 people. They were loading on the train yesterday, and we saw them go somewhere. Up in them run? Okay, so yeah. Nice. Anything else from you guys? Cynthia?
Yeah, just to follow on from what Lamar was talking about, last meeting I mentioned that my analysis I did of the stiff expenditures just for 2018 between Houston and Portage, plus a few statewide expenditures, and then I added them up, and then I added up all the FTA money that the railroad gets for statewide, and then I figured the state match, and so I can pass around copies of that idea. Because I used that this last week to write to Governor Walker's climate action team. It's called Climate Action for Alaska Leadership Team. And I explain in there why commuter rail is more energy efficient than driving alone in a private vehicle. I think I've said that the last, or I've handed out stuff at other meetings, at least had it at the back, that shows that commuter rail has one-third the CO2 emissions of driving alone in your private vehicle, that's nationally. And then I also brought more literature here today on trains and energy and climate, because I know Mayor Berkowitz wants Anchorage to be the most energy efficient city in America. And yeah, electric cars are a great idea, but I don't think we're gonna electrify all the cars overnight. What I consider this to be, the Alaska Railroad commuter rail, is low-hanging fruit. We can start operating on commuter rail and really save energy, you know, real soon. Obviously, we'll still use some diesel. Won't be all electric, but it'll be way more efficient than all these people driving in their private cars, not to mention adding lanes to the highway. So I brought that too, and so then and then for this thing that I wrote for the climate action, the governor's climate action team, on the other side, I put some information on that I got from the, U.S. Energy Information Administration. It's about the CO2 emissions from the various sources, residential, commercial, industrial, and transportation. And of those four sources where our CO2 emissions come from, residential has gone down slightly over the past 10 years, commercial has gone down slightly, industrial has stayed constant, and transportation has increased. And you know, about 80% of transportation in the U.S. is cars and trucks. So again, this is one way that we can meet some of these goals of Governor Walker's Climate Action for Leadership team. So I got copies of these. I don't know if I should pass them out or just have people come get them or something, but anyway.
If you leave them there, we'll make sure everybody gets one.
I'll just stick all this stuff out here. And here's the STIP stuff that I talked about. I didn't make a bunch of copies of this. I couldn't afford it, but I can send people this. And also, this. All the stuff I put on here is on the STIP, which you can get online on the DOT website. Thanks to Colleen, she made it into a PDF for me.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
No, not right now.
Mayor Holter.
Well, I think Mr. Anderson's correct. We probably need to address the funding in June quicker than later. And really, this is in the pilot project, it's the goal. Probably should either, you know, recommend a pilot project and the inadequate funding from the state. It's in the, you know, the Senate, I guess. Or, you know, I don't know. They're going to make any changes now. I'll get pulled out. I don't have any problems with recommending the pilot project, but certainly funding is kind of a killer.
I know I met with the governor a couple nights ago, and we talked briefly about the money and stuff, and so I know they're trying to work
I'm saying, you know, maybe this group should just send a letter that we're recommending the pilot project for the time period and needs to be funded by the state. That's the way I see forward.
Director Breeze?
Well, we had a city council meeting on Tuesday night and we discussed, you know, the project. And there was a motion on the floor to have an additional option not to do anything. And that motion failed 3-4. So right now, I know on our council, we don't, you know, have full control and full buy-in on the project. So.
I know I got a call from the newspapers and I said, well, Palmer can do what Palmer wants to do and Sullivan does what they want to do. So
right.
I'm not going to get into political war over that with the newspapers. So mm-hmm. And they called me. So.
Right.
Well, I agree with Lamar and Mayor Walter. I think that we need to stop talking about it and make a recommendation as soon as possible in writing to the governor with accompanying the same letter to the Senate. Requesting the funding to be turned back into the capital for this project. And I think procrastinating and or waiting 2 more weeks and 2 more weeks and 2 more weeks for all these meetings is going to be a mistake. Because they could gavel out tomorrow for all we know.
Which is probably good. For the state as a whole. Excuse me.
I think securing what we could possibly get now as soon as possible would be the best move.
We need to make a motion on that.
Is Daryl here? Daryl was, Daryl Williams. Are you on the line? All right. Let's see. Those guys can't sign the letter.
There's one more thing, too, Craig.
Sure.
These recommendations, I think that discussing each recommendation, not completely tearing it apart, but as a group, those of us that are voting, that perhaps making a decision on what parts of those 4 recommendations, whether it be a piece of one and a piece of another, that come together for the recommendation.
Yeah,
I think there are pieces of each one that are good for it.
And, you know, maybe before you go forward to look at those and dissect them, I think Ernie had some comments to add, and he may be on the phone right now.
Awesome.
Okay, Ernie, you on?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to give us an update?
Yeah.
I'm
going to be pulled over here.
Oh. Are you getting pulled over or are you pulling over? Oh, true.
No, I'm pulling over. All right, here we go. So, based on the fact that the legislature chose not to fund the pilot program on this go-around or a piece of it, I think the 4 recommendations need to be modified based on that. And before I run through them, what I just, the fundamental point is that if there's not money this year, obviously it just gets pushed out another year for the pilot program. And in that case, we've got to seek funding from whatever sources we can seek. But I would recommend that the task force recommend that the pilot project be approved conceptually, the way it's been built by the Alaska Railroad. It's a good plan. I would recommend that the task force recommend that the pilot program, if undertaken, should be funded this way. The Alaska Railroad already offered to operate the pilot program at cost. The legislature appropriate in the next session sufficient funds to operate the pilot program and reimburse the Alaska Railroad Corporation for those operating costs. And the community work to up a joint powers board and contract with the Alaska Railroad Corporation. And also the Alaska Legislature appropriate sufficient funds to take care of the basic engineering costs to make the pilot program available
those funds would flow through the joint powers board to the railroad, so that the railroad is not in the position of taking direct funding from the legislature. The second major recommendation would be, of course, that the task force recommend that communities interested in commuter rail service develop a charter for the joint powers board that would receive and extend the funds that I described above. And that the task force should recommend that the joint powers board fund somehow with either internal money or with consultants, not me, a small team of transit professionals to develop FTA funding case based on the FTA guidance document. And that's where I think we are, based on the fact that we didn't get the appropriation this year.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so yes to all the above. Can you help us draft that letter?
Oh yeah, very easily. I mean, I'm looking at it right now and just reading it or from it on my phone. But for all the folks that, like me, are concerned with safety, I'm doing that from the side of the road.
Okay. I've got a question on probably Mr. Piper, possibly Mr. Lindenwood, too. That number one recommendation, I think it was in the draft recommendation, that recommend approval of the pilot project based on Alaska Railroad plan developed last year, and it was refined into three levels, optimal, basic, and minimum. So that's what I don't understand. What, with the funding, what are we, which level are we at, optimal, basic, or minimum?
The only difference in the capital cost is going to be whether you're going to the airport or not. So,
that's optimal, basic, minimum. Doesn't mean much.
Not from a capital standpoint, only from an operating standpoint.
So I think we should just eliminate that kind of language.
Yes.
Because it's going to confuse me. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether it's the legislature.
Oh, that's the point, yeah. It might just confuse them.
That's not hard to do.
Because we were just talking about going from point A to point B, which was the Wasilla station to the Anchorage station, and not doing anything else, get through. And Nate, I think, brought up a good point. Wallace from Palmer brought up a good point a couple meetings ago. Concentrate on A to B first before we start doing C, D, and F.
Yeah, it boils down to whether you're interested in going to the airport or not. The capital cost to go to the airport, as we do today, is relatively, I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars additional.
Right.
We're not talking much.
No.
Operationally, it's a different topic, but assuming we don't increase the speed through Anchorage operationally, it doesn't really affect much. I mean, from a capital standpoint, it doesn't affect much. So I think that decision, honestly, given the sort of capital improvements that need to be made to do that, that decision point will be made a month or two ahead of time,
right,
before we can start running.
So I'd like to see that language and that be refined in the three levels, optimal, basic, and minimum, be deleted or removed, and just go with it. We recommend approval of the pilot project with a 2019 startup date with the cost scenario. I see what you mean by that. 20% contingency, that's about $1 million.
Right. It's $1 million.
I think we ought to
I want to go to have a meeting. Every time we have a meeting, the number goes up.
Yeah, tone that.
Yeah, well, no more meetings.
Well,
yeah.
You know, part of this, once we actually get out there and do survey and find out everything sitting around there, you know, the certainty associated with that contingency gets cleaned up a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of this is doing an estimate off the report.
I know that in the pilot project discussion, there really was a strong consensus that the airport run, since it doesn't really add a significant amount operationally, was in fact a intrinsic element of attractiveness for the overall pilot project. Number one, because the airport is the major employment center for Anchorage, and in just the public perception in terms of going back and forth to the airport. So from a pilot project subcommittee point,
the airport is really part of the pilot project, not an appendix, so to speak.
Well, I agree with that, but that's what we should say with the stop at the railroad station and the airport.
I think we should just always include that. Otherwise, we could just design ourselves to fail. We won't have sufficient riders to prove the pilot project if we're going to the airport.
State some things that would make two stops in Anchorage instead of like optimal.
That's a good idea.
Did you hear all that, Ernie? Okay.
He's back in traffic.
Okay. Are you back on the road again?
No, I hear you.
Okay.
I think that the airport should be part of it because it doesn't have that much cost, and it's an extra piece of it that the subcommittee looked at and thought made sense.
Oh, and before I forget, too, thanks a lot for coming up and helping us on them two committees.
No, not at all. I was happy to be on.
Okay. Anybody else from the committees or from this task force that wants to do an update? Anything else at this time? Go ahead.
I have some notes here. On number two, are we just dealing with number one, or you raised number two, what do you recommend? Where he talks about that the task force should be the interim governing sponsor for the pilot project. So is that then going to continue to have the support staff that we have now, or?
Mayor DeVries, unfortunately, I put the old recommendations on the agenda. So Ernie's recommending some pretty significantly modified items. So we can send those out, and those don't include the optimum.
Well, they don't?
They don't, no. He read through them, and we can put them in front of you to look at, too.
Do we have staff here from the rural that what is presented so we have it in front of us?
Yeah, Rachel and I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, Want to take a 10-minute break?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay. For everybody on the phone, we're going to take a 10-minute break so we can get some new updates.